The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Cheap Trick now have their very own Christmas album, Christmas Christmas, and as you would expect, this is no ordinary holiday fare. Covering folks like Slade, The Kinks, and Nilsson, along with their own four originals, it's at once heavy, melodic, and a whole lot of fun. I spoke with Tom Peterson about the LP, as well as his work with autism. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. What made you guys decide to do the Christmas album in whole for the first time in your career?
Well, our record label just brought it up. They said, would you guys be interested in doing it? And we said, well, we've never done one, and we hadn't really thought of it. You usually think of it during Christmas when it's too late. So they brought it up to us in the spring or something. We're like, yeah, you know, and we thought, well, you know, we didn't want to do a bunch of standards and stuff, and I don't know. We were really kind of apprehensive about it, and then we started looking around at, you know, who's done Christmas songs beyond just, you know, covering standards.
Right.
We just picked out a bunch of songs of, you know, people we liked. Well, Slade was one of them, Roy Wood, you know, from The Move, one of his songs, that kind of The Kinks, you know, and we did a few, I think three or four of them we wrote ourselves for this record. The only real standard is Silent Night,
yeah.
We were really pleasantly surprised. We started doing the record, and it's like, man, this thing, it came out really better than we thought it was going to, and it's real heavy, and I think different than most Christmas albums.
Merry Christmas!
I think the thing that really was pretty dramatic was the Kinks one. It doesn't sound anything like the Kinks. It's like, it's real fast, and it's got a million chord changes, and it just didn't have, like, yeah, it's got the Kink sensibility, and it's got these funny lyrics, and it's, you know, Ray is singing it, of course, but it just sounded, it didn't sound anything like what the Kinks, how we look at the Kinks, you know, and so we thought, yeah, let's cut this thing down a bit, slow it down a bit, and make it, it turned into sounding like the Who doing the Kinks.
Which is awesome.
Which is a great combo to me.
Right, right. There is one traditional one on here with Silent Night. Was there any specific reason why you landed on that one?
No, not really. It was an idea that let's do a real dark version of that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because it's a pretty dark sounding song. It's beautiful, really. We just did it a little different, you know. It's a real moody, dark sound to it. It's like, so
yeah.
That's really no real reason why we did that. It's just like one of the ones where it wasn't, you know, whatever, you know, Jingle Bells or something. Like, oh God, who can take it anymore?
Silent night, holy night.
Now, were you doing this record the same time that you were doing the last record? Because to be so close in release, I was guessing you were actually, this is the same studio sessions, maybe?
No, it wasn't the same sessions, but it was right after we finished,
right.
Close to it. You know, we weren't still, you know, we didn't just kind of keep going. We came back. We did it fast. Well, it's certainly faster if, you know, other people have written most of the other songs. If you have to write them all, that's different story.
Right.
So once we got in there, we it's like, okay, this is done. And like, yeah, let's do this to this, and we did this song. What's the song? The Nilsson song is titled Remember Christmas. If you didn't know that, I don't know that it really has anything to do with Christmas, but it's one of my favorite songs of all time in the first place. It's like, oh yeah, Remember Christmas, because he doesn't say that in
right.
the song. It has nothing to do with Christmas. I'm not sure it has nothing to do with Christmas. Maybe it does, and I can listen to the lyrics again. I never thought it did. I didn't ever realize that was the actual title.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's a great song.
But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, hell, anything Nilsson did was a great song. Guy wrote great songs in his sleep. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked with him once. I was in a session with him in Los Angeles, so that was pretty nuts. I don't know how the guy could have kept up the pace, but he, well, I guess he, in the end, didn't, but wow.
Remember, turn around. Remember, life is just a memory.
I'll turn my attention to Rock Your Speech, which I know is a pretty important thing and something that keeps your attention these days. I'd love for you to tell me about that, too, because I'm sure a lot of people aren't familiar with that yet. So what is it, and how are you involved with it, and the why?
Well, the why is our now 10-year-old son is on the autism spectrum. We really started Rock Your Speech for him, just really writing songs that were rock and roll, rock songs, but with really simple lyric content, so he could easily follow along. That was the thing with music. He couldn't really... He loved music, and he could really only come in, with one word here and there. But he'd always come in the right spot. He'd wait, and then that word comes in, and he'd sing it right then. And we just realized that he was just the simpler the better. So just started went to my little studio and started writing songs that I thought sounded cool, but with really simple content, And we didn't really do it as for children. I mean, he was a child, of course, but I kind of wanted to do it where it was. A person of any age could listen to it. It wasn't just little kiddie themes. The Rock Your Speech is, we are creating video and audio content for, other parents and teachers and music therapists. It's really for a tool for their kids and students on the autism spectrum. I guess you could describe it as combining rock music with the basic principles of speech therapy. Music really just gets people's attention, and it brings memories back to people and all this. It's so powerful. It's a healing force. All the music therapists know it.
Cheap Trick's got your holiday soundtrack covered with Christmas Christmas, and thanks to Tom Peterson for the chat. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing this episode. From the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.